Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For in the power of this the elders have obtained testimony. By faith we apprehend that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that that which is seen should not take its origin from things which appear. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained testimony of being righteous, God bearing testimony to his gifts, and by it, having died, he yet speaks. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he has the testimony that he had pleased God, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that draws near to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who seek him out. By faith Noah, oracularly warned concerning things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham, being called, obeyed to go out into the place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he sojourned as a stranger in the land of promise as a foreign country, having dwelt in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, of which God is the artificer and constructor. By faith also Sarah herself received strength for the conception of seed, and that beyond a seasonable age, since she counted him faithful who promised. Wherefore also there have been born of one, and that of one become dead, even as the stars of heaven in multitude, and as the countless sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them from afar off and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and sojourners on the earth. For they who say such things show clearly that they seek their country. And if they had called to mind that from whence they went out, they had had opportunity to have returned. But now they seek a better, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when tried, offered up Isaac, and he who had received to himself the promises offered up his only begotten son, as to whom it had been said, In Isaac shall thy seed be called, counting that God was able to raise him even from among the dead, whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshipped on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when dying, called to mind the going forth of the sons of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, being born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw the child beautiful, and they did not fear the injunction of the king. By faith Moses, when he had become great, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction along with the people of God than to have the temporary pleasure of sin, esteeming the reproach of the Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect to the recompense. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he persevered as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he celebrated the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as through dry land, of which the Egyptians, having made trial, were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell, having been encircled for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot did not perish along with the unbelieving, having received the spies in peace. And what more do I say? For the time would fail me telling of Gideon, and Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, and David, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who by faith overcame kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped lions' mouths, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, became strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, made the armies of strangers give way. Women received their dead again by resurrection, and others were tortured, not having accepted deliverance that they might get a better resurrection. And others underwent trial of mockings and scourgings, yea, and of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, were sawn asunder, were tempted, died by the death of the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, destitute, afflicted, evil treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains, and in dens and caverns of the earth. And all these, having obtained witness through faith, did not receive the promise, God having foreseen some better thing for us, that they should not be made perfect without us.